cigarettes and Cool cigarettes, the only cigarettes that pay you a dividend of valuable coupons, again present Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, accompanied by Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, Robert Bernard, Morton Bowe, and the sensational swing of Tommy Dorsey's band.
Speaking of swing, there's a sensational swing to Raleigh cigarettes these days. Haven't you noticed how many people you know have switched to Raleigh's? They're superior in flavor, come in plain ends or soft tips, and don't cost you 1 cent more than ordinary brands. Raleigh's have got what you want.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cool. They're mildly mentholated, just enough to cool each puff and soothe your throat without losing any of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
And Raleigh's and Cool's are the only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Switch to these dividend-paying cigarettes and save those coupons. Well, tonight the Baron is pulling a fast one. To avoid that crazy Russian Boris and his relatives, he and the faithful Charlie are on their way to Atlantic City. We'll pick them up speeding along the New Jersey highway. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl!
Well, you remember what the sponsor said.
Yes, sponsor or no sponsor? Charlie, they're a bunch of hypocrites.
What?
Hypocrites?
What are you talking about?
A lot of people don't know how to pronounce that word, you know?
Well, the term Baron is hypocrite.
Yeah.
And that's a fine thing to call your sponsors after their letter telling you to take a whole month's vacation.
Yeah, and they don't mean one word of it.
Well, what makes you think they don't mean it? Doesn't the letter say you may stay away a month?
Sure, but what does it say on the envelope,
Well,
huh?
What does it say on the envelope?
Return in 5 days.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
That's what it
is. Listen, your whole trouble is you pay too much. Well, wait a minute, Baron. Stop the car. Oh, say, do you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, it's Tommy Dorsey, that man with his trombone.
It's that door.
Yes, and this is the medical inn where he's playing. Come on, let's go in, huh? Want to go in there?
All right, boy.
All right, come on. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, listen to Tommy Dorsey play that. What music, huh?
You call that music?
Why, certainly that's music.
A cow makes the same noise and gives milk for that.
Oh, go on back.
Seated at the table in the dining room.
David.
That's Tommy up there now, you see?
Hello, Tommy. Hello, boys.
Hello,
Dad. What? Hey, There goes one of those new streamlined trains, Baron. Maybe we should have gone to Atlantic City on one of those, huh?
No, no, Charlie. You know something?
What?
This is funny.
What is it?
Once I took a sleeper, but I fooled the Pullman company.
You fooled them?
Yeah.
How did you fool them?
I sneaked out in the morning without making up my bed.
Oh, you fooled the company. That's fine.
I'll
bet you make your bed since your mother-in-law's been living with you, huh?
Yeah.
Your own bed?
Yes, my own bed. I make up, you know, this is funny.
Well, tell me about it.
But did she get it good this morning?
What happened?
She saw the garbage man dragging outside.
Uh-huh.
Rushed out and said, am I too late for the garbage?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said, no, madam.
Well, what did he say?
Jump right in.
Jump right in. That's your mother-in-law, huh?
Okay, gents, here's your towel. You get the oysters, you get the herring, you get the steak, and you get two eggs with some good advice.
Well, what's the good advice?
Don't eat the eggs.
Waitress, these oysters are very small, and they're not very good.
Well, then ain't it lucky they're small?
Oh. On waitress, my herring isn't good.
No, then why don't you buy an ear trumpet?
My herring, I said.
Herring, and I ordered my steak red and rare. You call this red?
Can I help it if the cow is anemic?
That's a fine thing. Well, I can't eat it. Now get the manager.
Won't do any good. He won't eat it either.
Jesus. And there's the half a duck I ordered.
Well, you'll have to wait till someone else orders the other half. We can't kill half a duck.
You can't. What are you freaking out?
We seem to be getting the worst of it.
Certainly are.
Anyway, you got a slow poke of a chef out here, you know that?
Well, he cooks by poetry. You know, when he's cooking eggs, he reads bacon. When he's cooking turkey, he reads browning.
Well, tell him to stop reading Burns when he makes my toast.
Yes, sir. And bring me two lamb chops. Only have them lean, understand? Have them lean.
Have them lean? Which way?
Which?
Hey, what's kind of...
What would you like, Baron?
Well, bring me Simon Simon.
Yes, sir. What do you mean, Simon Simon?
A double order of French chicken.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go out alone, huh? But your wife's away, though, isn't she?
Yeah, with my little son, Albert.
With your little son, Albert?
Yeah, and Charlie, I'm worried sick about that boy.
Really? What's the matter?
No, he's turning into a freak.
Really?
He's got 3 feet.
3 feet? Oh, yeah. Baron, you must be mistaken.
No.
Little August can't have 3 feet.
Well, here's my wife's letter.
What does it say?
Read the postscript.
Yeah?
P.S. Little Albert has grown another foot.
Grown another foot, huh? Yes, sir. You know, Tommy Dorsey's worried about his little boy, too.
Yeah, he you know something?
What?
He never calls Tommy Papa or Daddy.
Yeah?
No, he just calls him Tommy.
He never calls Tommy Papa or Daddy?
No, you see, he's a frail, weak little fella.
Frail, weak little fella?
Yeah.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, you're not telling him that Tommy is his father until he's strong enough to stay in the shop. Yeah.
Well, wasn't that a novel dinner Tommy gave last Tuesday? The band play appropriate music to each chord. Now, let me see. What did they play for the lamb shoe? Do you remember?
Yeah, of course.
What was it?
You can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Lamb shoe, oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
And for the alphabet soup?
Well, what a soup?
Yeah, the alphabet soup.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah, what?
I'm going to sit right down and bite myself a letter.
Bite myself a letter? That's the alphabet soup.
And when they brought in the steak,
yeah?
That's when they really played the right tune.
Well, what did they play for the steak?
Crazy over horses.
Oh, with horses. Crazy over horses.
Yeah.
Coin for the gypsy violinist, Ken?
Yeah, but I don't like Love and Bloom. Play something else.
I can't. This is Jack Benny's gypsy. Say, is it true that Jack Benny's just had a bundle from heaven, two more little Bennies?
No, no, no. But maybe you can play that.
Play what?
Benny's from heaven.
at least
you ought to be able to play the Baron song, eh, Charlie?
You mean there's a Baron 1000 song?
Sure.
A song dedicated to you?
Yes.
Well, tell me, what is it? Come on, tell me.
It's a cinch to tell a lie.
That's
it?
Oh, yeah.
After last week's program, everybody has been asking Tommy Dorsey to repeat his unusual arrangement of Marie. So here it is, with Jack Leonard and the boys singing.
Oh,
The Baron and Charlie at Atlantic City, the world's playground. Let's follow them into the Paymore Hotel.
What? Well, say, I hope they have an ocean view left, huh?
Yeah, Charlie, it's such a relief to know I wouldn't eat that Boris.
Yes?
I could sleep in a stable.
You could, huh?
Yeah.
Howdy, comrade. I only got one stable left, and the other jackass is particular.
Charlie, it's him.
Yeah?
It's Boris. On light stock, I got a headache.
Yeah, must be the dampness. It gets in the bones.
No. It's pressure on the brain.
Yeah, why don't you get sure that hit him?
Listen, that's an insult, you hear? You fight me a duel. What will it be, George or Bistris? You skunk?
If I was a skunk, I wouldn't need a sword or a pistol.
Well, don't be so hasty, Baron. This can't be Boris.
Oh, you mean Boris Petruchelsky?
Yeah.
He's my cousin.
Oh, yes. Then you are a Petruchelsky.
No, I'm a Swederkowski.
A Swederkowski?
That's the Jersey brand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Jersey brand. Yeah? Oh, yeah. But what's the rate here?
$20 a day. Pay at the end of the week.
$20 a day? But this is the Baron Munchausen.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Pay in advance. Hey, wait. Say, how would you like to work for your room?
Oh, say, that would be great. How about it, Baron?
What, the Baron?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Well, we might as well.
I'll try anything once.
All right, let's get behind the desk and show them what we can do. Oh, quick, here comes a couple of brand new guests. Well, welcome, folks. What will it be?
Why, I'd like to get a wife for myself and bath. I'd like to get a bath for myself and room. I'd like to get myself and my room and wife.
It's all right, mister. Charlie, give him the bridal suite.
Give him all the little notes.
Hey, I got a complaint to make. Where's the running water in my room?
Fatally drained. You'll see it.
Do you serve crabs in the dining room?
Yeah, sit down. You serve anybody.
Hello? Oh, just a moment, madam. I'll connect you with a plug. This lady says there's a mouse in her room.
Not so loud. Everybody wants one.
Everybody wants one. Well, I bought it for $2.91 and paid Mr. Thompson.
Young man, can you give me a room and a bath?
I can give you a room.
That's you.
Oh, no. What's the name, please?
Miss Kinfeather.
Kinfeather? I'll have to put you in the left wing. This is the lady to room 400. Will you please? You know, the room facing the ocean.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, Baron, room 400 is in the back. You should have faced the ocean.
It does.
It does.
The Pacific Ocean.
Oh, the...
pardon me, but do you keep Rawley cigarettes?
I beg your stuff?
I say, do you keep Rawley cigarettes?
No. Rawley cigarettes keep me.
Yes. Well, that's nice work, Baron, but now that you've seen our work, Swedekowski, how about our room?
Well, how about the room? And we don't want no nonsense from you.
No.
Must be an outside room.
Okay, comrades. Boys, show these gentlemen to an outside room. Outside the hotel.
Yes, sir.
Hey, wait a minute.
Out you go.
Hold that pose, Baron. Hold that pose for the candid camera. Ah, thank you.
Well, that's a fine way to have your picture taken. Lying flat on your back. Why didn't you make him wait until you got up?
Don't be silly, Charlie.
What?
The Baron looks more natural than he's lying.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I never thought of that. Well, let's try another hotel.
Yeah.
Or do you think that friend of yours could put us up?
No, Charlie. I phoned him and he's all upset. You know, his wife is... Well, she's too impressionable.
Too impressionable?
Yeah.
How do you mean that?
Well, the first year they were married, she went to see the two little girls in blue.
Oh.
And that year, twin girls were born.
Two little girls, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
The last year, she went to see the four Marx brothers.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me she had four boys. Not quadruplets.
I give you my word.
Yes,
really? I give you my word.
Well, what's her husband worried about now?
Last night, she went to see.
Well, what did she see last night? Come on, tell me.
50 million Frenchmen.
All the
My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come. My romance doesn't need a thing of you.
Yes, it's the voice of Morton Bowe. The song, My Romance.
I won't kiss your hand, madame. Crazy for you, though I am. I'll never woo you on bended knee. No, madame, not me. We don't need that flowery stuff. No, sir, madame, not for us. My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft year. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Charlie and the Baron strolling the famous boardwalk.
Rolling chair, yeah?
Yeah, nice.
Rolling chair, gentlemen.
Well, let's take a rolling chair, Baron, huh? It'll be a relief to be rolled.
Not me, Charlie, not me. I keep away from relief rolling.
Oh, stop quibbling. Get in the chair.
Hey, Charlie, you know something, Charlie?
What is it?
This chair pushes black.
Well, never mind how black he is. Come on, up the boardwalk, boys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. And what do you mean by letting your chair push a run into me? Well, I have a good mind to stop you. You know, you might have injured me.
And you know you're threatening radio's greatest comedian?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Sure.
For a moment, I didn't recognize you, Mr. Cantor.
Keep pushing, will you?
Look at that, Baron. There's a real, real old merry-go-round. And there's only one lone man riding on it.
Yeah.
One lone man riding on it.
One lone man riding on that merry-go-round. That's how they left Al Flanders.
What's how they left Al Flanders?
All alone on the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Charlie.
What?
It's Crazy Ellen.
It is.
Oh, hello, Charlie. Sit down. Will you sign my autograph book?
Why, sure, Crazy. See, wait. My autograph is already here. Who signed that?
Oh, Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor? But Gracie, why didn't Robert Taylor sign his own name?
Oh, because George is so jealous he's leaving. He found the name of a good-looking man.
Keep pushing.
Bye.
You know, I lived in this town.
Well, actually, huh? I say they used to have giant mosquitoes here.
Yeah, but my father had a system.
He did, huh?
They never bothered him.
What did he do?
You know something, Charlie?
What?
He just drank 2 quarts of liquor every night before he fell asleep.
Well, how does drinking 2 quarts of liquor save him?
Well, the first part of the night, he was too intoxicated to pay any attention to the mosquitoes.
Gotcha. And the second half of the night?
The mosquitoes were too intoxicated to pay any attention to him.
Oh, I see. I get the idea of that.
Good evening, Baron.
Good evening. How are you feeling?
All right.
There goes the highest paid bellboy in the world.
The highest paid bellboy? What's his name?
Major Bowen.
Major, oh, the bellboy.
Oh, here comes Rudy Wallace.
Hi-ho, Baron, Charlie.
Hey, Rudy, have you got a dime? I think my watch is slow.
What time have you now?
9:24.
Well, my time is your time.
That's very good. You know, I'd like to have his money, but I guess he was born to have money, huh?
Yeah. He was born with a silver croon in his mouth.
Silver croon in his mouth, yeah.
Greetings, Baron. Greetings.
Good evening, Steve. Steve, this one town, Charlie, where they've got a great police force.
Fine police force.
Oh,
huh?
A great police force.
Let's go.
A man was just dropped by 2 teams.
Uh-huh.
And already the police have one of them.
Well, which one do they have?
The man who was dropped.
The man. Keep pushing, will you, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, it's the Baron, folks. Oh, Baron, question down here, please.
Yeah, I'll carry my information to you along with me.
Well, the doctor says my father has a malady. Is that anything to worry about?
No. I play one every day on my fiddle.
You play a malady on the fiddle?
Yeah.
What malady?
The malady in F.
Oh, the malady in F.
No.
What's wrong with this little telescope? I'm looking at the beach ponies and I see a big jackass.
You see a big jackass? Charlie, get out from in front of the telescope.
Oh, that's a fine thing.
Baron, what is a fan dancer?
A fan dancer? Lady, that's a nudist with a cooling system.
A nudist with a cooling system. That's a very good thing. A nudist with a cooling system.
What a brain. What a man of science. But you don't look like Einstein. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Charlie. What is it?
Would I look more scientific with long hair?
Well, don't ask me.
Hey, Duncan, I asked the chair for job.
Go ahead.
Chair for job, to improve my appearance, should I let my hair grow?
Yes, sir. Right down over your feet.
Yes. Charlie?
What?
Look, it's Boris with black shoe polish on his head.
Yes.
You viper, you spy. I know what you're thinking.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Then why don't you go there?
What? Yeah. Oh. Come here, Charlie.
What?
It means fight.
Yeah?
It means fight.
All right.
Hold my spat.
Hold your spat.
Yeah.
Listen, Baron, you don't know how to fight. You never had a fight in your life.
You what?
You never had a fight in your life.
Every week I fight with my wife.
You do?
Every Sunday night.
You mean a real knockdown and drag out fight?
Worse.
Really?
Last week the doctor had to come and take 10 stitches in her.
10 stitches?
Yeah.
Why, you fiend incarnate. You brute. Your poor little wife. And the doctor took 10 stitches in her.
Yeah.
Well, then what happened?
Then he looked me over and he said...
What did the doctor say then?
Has anyone got a sewing machine?
Oh, you got the worst of it.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Clarinet Marmalade. Thank you. have a good voice. You ought to make a good radio announcer. Now, if you were the announcer on this program, what would you say about Raleigh and cool cigarettes?
I know exactly what I say, Paul. Smoke Raleigh.
Well, so Raleigh cigarettes are aristocratic, Baron. Quite distinctive in flavor, but they don't cost a penny more than the commonplace brand.
Yeah, would you
tell the audience Raleigh's come caught, kissed, or plain?
Or yes. For those who like a bit of menthol in their cigarettes, recommend cool.
That's fine. Now, wait. Now, who's giving this announcement? Now, let me do it, will you please? Now, ladies and gentlemen, smoke Raleigh.
And don't forget about the coupons, Baron. You can get the loveliest premiums with them. A real suede big table cover or a set of stunning glasses banded with pure platinum. They come in highball, iced tea, or old-fashioned sizes.
Yes, isn't it? Now, from now on, stop the interruption. Folks, just smoke Raleigh on cool.
And the initial black leather toilet case, complete with all fittings for either men or women, is yours.
It's him. I'll get him. That man, I'll kill him. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm stuck. Now, ladies and gentlemen, smoke Raleigh or cool. Well, what more is there to say? Happy smoking.
Perfect, Baron. Perfect. And remember, folks, look for the coupons on the back of Raleigh's and Cool's. Look for the extra coupons when you buy these union-made cigarettes by the carton. And start looking ahead now to the handsome gifts you can get if you smoke Raleigh's or Cool's. And save those coupons.
Say, I never one beat better. And this is the thing. Well, you get one letter and you go crazy. But you get 99 good letters and pleasing letters and letters of great exhortation, how great your program has been. But no, that one letter is going to be that little dagger in your heart, and you're going to worry about that one.
Well, I do, I'm afraid, so.
Well, listen, I do, too. I like to please, but the good Lord and Moses, Jesus and Moses couldn't please everybody. And either the man who invented the cuspidor was a great man, but the guy that invented the rubber mat, in case you missed that cuspidor, was also a great man. Believe me when I tell you that.
That's a profound thought, Mr. Pearl.
Well, I'm more of profanity than...
Listen, you know who's going to be on next week?
No.
You remember her. You probably had a crush on her. Leatrice Joy.
Oh.
Was that a beautiful woman?
She was married to Gilbert.
John Gilbert.
Yes.
The great John Gilbert.
Yes, she was. And what a beautiful woman she was. I'd never met her. But she was so gorgeous in the silent days.
Well, she still is a very attractive woman. She lives in a little town, Connecticut. She's coming up for the day just to record this program. I'm delighted to have her because I've been after her for a long time to do it. Well, you know what I'd like to end on?
Yes, let's end on something.
We did a few...
And I want to thank you for the money and everything.
You're welcome. And I'd like you to tell them who's going to be on next week in your Baron von Munchausen voice. Ask everybody to, you know, tune in, say goodbye.
Okay.